Hello, listeners, and welcome to the AfriWare to Ancestor Stories podcast, where we look to celebrate African history, people, and culture by telling our story. As always, our hope is that it fills you with enough curiosity to go and do your own deeper research. Karibuni to any new listeners to the AfriWare world. We invite you to check out previous AfriWare to Ancestor Stories episodes, which can be found on this podcast platform. Thank you so much for tuning in. We interrupt this schedule to bring a special announcement to you, our listeners, the AfriWatu. Now, our usual AfriWatu listeners will know that for years, people, AfriWatu has been planning and promising to grow the ways in which we share the stories about our ancestors across our continent and to all her descendants. These are stories that need to be told and celebrated first by us, the descendants of our African ancestors, stories that center our roots, our culture, and our history. And we welcome others to experience our world through our eyes as Africans on this journey. So, to all of you, Karibuni to the Ubuntu. Now, in preparation for these exciting ideas, I have been mega busy in the background, furiously working and pulling all sorts of people, themes, ideas, experts together to realize this new level. And I am working hard on the next phase of AfriWatu storytelling production, creating content for this phase. And it is gaining momentum and it's kind of taking shape nicely. Well, in my head, nicely, I might say. Unsurprisingly, though, this has taken up a lot of my time, and while it is grueling, my people. That being said, it is still such an exciting period for us here at AfriWatu, and I truly can't wait to share the growth that has been happening, and it will all be worth it in the end. What this does mean is I have come to the realization that I am truly not a superhuman. Well, not always. Sometimes even I need to take a break. This series, AfriWatu Ancestor Stories, has been the shortest ever in the history of the podcast with some dope ancestors. So I'm still very proud of the work we have produced. And after over 100 episodes, I owe it to myself to take a short break and just reset. What it does mean is that to ensure the best possible production value for all of you, the podcast will be taking a bit of a break, a sabbatical, which makes this effectively the last episode for Series 6. I know. To be honest, it's been a very difficult decision, but it really is the best one at this time. Honestly, I promise. But also fear not, this is only a short interruption to the AfriWatu world because we shall be back full on, starting with the AfriWatu Ancestor Stories podcast series 7 in the new year with some dope new episodes that are being finalized and tweaked and polished off as we speak. And with one major drumbeat, we shall be kickstarting with a new nature series. I mentioned this in Series 5's special announcement, so check it out. So this nature series, which is what I previously called the environment series, is in addition to our existing repertoire, namely the civilization, legends, and the fables and folklore series, which you all know and love, right? It is a new way to explore our ancestor stories, and I'm truly excited as it is a pathway to the new modes of telling these dope stories. We shall also be introducing characters to you all. But before I sign off, I want to really give a very special shout out to Lee Kanyotu, who is truly, honestly, the best ever producer and supporter of this amazing journey. The sweat and the care that has gone into bringing the ancestors to life is, by any standards, no mean feat. Yet, he does it every single time. And with that, I will leave you to listen or re-listen to previous episodes. As I said, there are over 100 of them, so you should be good for a few months, right? To go back in time, and before you know it, we will be back on these media streets with new Afriwear to Ancestor Story podcast episodes just for you, and so much more. So during this period, make sure you keep digging and doing your own deeper research. And until next time, Mubarikiwe!